Okay. Where were we? Redefine on affect values or beliefs. Equivalence. Saying mean things means you're a bad person. I'm not a bad person. I'm just flexible, honest, genuine, unhappy, not as sensitive as you. Your being late means you don't care about me. It's not that I don't care. It's just that I show my caring differently. Equivalence. Cancer causes death. Cancer doesn't cause death. It causes loss of hope, fear, or incongruency. Beliefs like this that cause depression, those are dangerous. Equivalence. Nuclear arms make strength, protection, or safety. Nuclear weapons don't cause safety, they cause death, which creates fear in the people that don't have them, so they have to sneak around. Chunk down on effect, belief, or value. Equivalence. Saying mean things means you're a bad person. Bad, how specifically? Mean, how specifically? Which things specifically? Say how specifically? To whom specifically? You can just chunk down on any portion of it. Your being late means you don't care about me. Late, how specifically? Don't care, how specifically? How specifically does lateness not mean caring? Equivalence, cancer causes death. Which cancer specifically? How specifically does it cause death? Dying, how specifically? Equivalence, nuclear arms make strength, protection, or safety. How specifically do they protect us, make us safe? Which nuclear arms specifically? Number 14, chunk up or exaggerate on cause evidence. Equivalence, saying mean things means you're a bad person. So you mean if someone slips, if anyone slips and happens to be irritable in their communication, then they're doomed to be evil the rest of their life? All you're doing is you're chunking up or exaggerating. Equivalence, your being late means you don't care about me. Are you saying that the most fundamental aspect of our relationship is simply a matter of time? Equivalence, cancer causes death. Are you saying that a change or mutation in some small part of the system is going to automatically cause the destruction of the entire system? Equivalence, nuclear arms make strength, protection, or safety. Since nukes and weapons cause safety, then let's give guns and nukes to all the peoples of the world so that we can all be safe. Page 711. Number 15, counterexample on cause evidence. Saying mean things means you're a bad person. Isn't it possible to say mean things and not be a bad person? Isn't it possible to be a bad person and not say mean things? Equivalence, your being late means you don't care about me. Isn't it possible to be late and still care? Or isn't it possible to be uncaring and punctual? Equivalence, cancer causes death. There are more and more documented cases of people who have had cancer and are surviving just fine. So you're just giving a counterexample. Or people die of many things other than cancer. In fact, most medically treated cancer patients die from the severity of their treatment rather than from the cancer itself. Equivalence, nuclear arms make strength, protection, or safety. Is it possible to have nuclear weapons and not be safe? Or is it possible to create safety without nukes? Number 16, intent, cause, evidence. Equivalence, saying mean things means you're a bad person. My intention is not to be mean or bad, but to teach you something. My intention is not to be mean or bad, but to make you feel better. Or my intention is not to be mean or bad, but to be realistic or to protect myself. Equivalence, your being late means you're not, you don't care about me. My intent wasn't to be late or be uncaring, but rather to finish my work so I could spend the highest quality time with you. So you're just saying your intent is something different. Cancer causes death. I know that your intent is to prevent false hope, but you're preventing any hope at all. Let's find some good alternative choices. Notice that one, they used a different way of using intent. They said your intent, so you're just chunking to intent. Equivalence, nuclear arms make strength, protection, or safety. Since your intent is to ensure safety and protection, I'm sure you'll join me in finding as many choices and alternatives as possible. Let's turn to page 713. Belief. NLP is manipulative. Here's one that they did in a training. Metaframe would be, you only have, so they're chunking up and they're saying, how is it possible that they have this belief? You only have that belief because you want to stay with what's familiar to you rather than increase your knowledge by moving out of your comfort zone. Or you have that belief because you're worried about being manipulated and you don't have a model that allows you to explore, trade, and test limiting hypotheses such as this. Reality strategy. If it really weren't manipulative, how would you know? Or how do you see NLP as being the same as manipulative? That's reality strategy. Yeah. Model of the world. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could manipulate someone from a negative state to a positive one, like helping your child learn better? Or not all people believe that. Some people believe it's just a way to resolve conflict. Apply to self. The belief that NLP is manipulative is a very manipulative belief in and of itself. Or would it be of value or interest to you to learn techniques that are reportedly manipulative so that you may be aware of what others are doing to you or so that you can use them on yourself to create positive change in your life? Change frame size. If everyone were afraid to try something new for fear of manipulation, what would happen to education? Hierarchy of values. Don't you think it's more important to communicate with flexibility and be in rapport with people than to not communicate at all for fear of being manipulated? Counterexamples. If people feel NLP is manipulative, what else do these people feel manipulated by? Have you ever known an NLP person who wasn't manipulative? Okay. Page 715, it says, redefine. It's not NLP that's causing manipulation. It's people's values about their relations with others. Belief. Change is scary. Here's just a couple of them that they put down there. That's a scary belief to change. Or, are the trees scared to release their leaves in the fall? Or, all change, jingle coins, spare change? Or, were you scared to change your clothes this morning? Those are just a few examples. Let's turn here. We've got some sample sheets in here for sleight of mouth patterns. What I'd like to do is we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We've got 6 people in here. We're going to team up. You don't have to do it now. We're going to do it as an extracurricular activity. But I want to come up with now three phrases that you're going to work in as pairs of two, and you're going to come up with one sleight of mouth pattern for your objection. So everybody's going to get an objection or a thing that they're working on. For example, you may do a business example. And what we want to do is we want to take a complex equivalent statement or a cause and effect statement. Like, I can't sign up with you for your coaching because it's too expensive. That would be a cause and effect. Or that would be a business example. Or if it's a therapeutic example, you could put, I don't think that I can change because it's impossible to change quickly. That could be a therapeutic example. On your sleight of mouth pattern sheet, you're going to write in part A of the sentence, and part B will be in the center. And then you're going to write in each one of these things, you're going to write your examples, okay, in each one of the categories. This is kind of like a mind map for sleight of mouth patterns. Here's what I want you to come up with. Come up with a complex equivalent statement or a cause and effect statement that you might be dealt with that you want to deliver several reframes for. When I go into a business environment, if I'm doing this as part of a sales training, and once again, if you want to do a sales training, just take the 5-step sales process and take sleight of mouth, teach them this, and you'll have given them an entire, you could do this in a 1-day or a 2-day format, probably a 1-day format, and you give them a lot of information. And then have them generate 16 reframes for every objection that they get in their business. Okay? So and just have them run through the sleight of mouth pattern so you can teach this to people. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to take your sleight of mouth sheet. You're going to write part A of that sentence right here. So in case, like, let's say we were working with this. Network marketing is a pyramid scheme. We would put network marketing is a pyramid scheme in B. And then you'd go around and you'd fill in the sleight of mouth responses in each particular one. Like, here's metaframe. So you'd write in the metaframe. You're only saying that because you're a poor, uneducated schlep. That would be a metaframe. I'm just throwing that out there. Let's see. I'm not interested because I don't believe this works. You would put, I'm not interested, right, in A. You'd write that there. Because I don't believe this works, you'd write that in B. Okay. I have to leave this relationship because it's not working.
That's a good one.
Yeah, if you put it there. So you want to split it up, part A and part B. And then you're going to go around and think, and you can look at the examples in your book, and you're going to write a response to each one of the sleight of mouth patterns. Okay, we'll give you, there's going to be a minimal time allotted in class for this, so you probably want to do this as home play over the next few days. Let's turn these in on Friday, so you'll have all of tomorrow, all of tomorrow night, and you'll even have all of Friday. Let's say that these are due on Friday evening. And we'll come up with some nice responses. You can use either of these ones that we came up with, or you come up with your own. But that'll give you something to work with and work on. Okay? Yeah, and then I'm going to copy them. I'm going to give them back to you, and we'll share. So everybody here will get copies of everybody's, and you'll have a few different sleight of mouth patterns that you can play with. You could go into an organization and do, this is like for a one-day sales training, I'll go in and do the 5-step sales process and sleight of mouth and charge $10,000 for a one-day sales training. So that's something that you could do if you wanted to take this out there. Okay? All right, that's it. Good day today, guys. Hope you enjoyed it.